Do you know what I hate the most about having to work so early in the morning? It's how early I have to go to bed at night. I know, well, I took my sleeping pill and taken off my makeup and... Where's my makeup remover? Oh, duh. But it's like, I miss you, you know, and... I love our evenings together, just talking and recapping our day. It's just, it's not the same when I have to go to bed early. The best talks always happen at 4 in the morning, when we're so tired we don't even know what we're saying and we're laughing at stupid shit. And at 4 in the morning everything's stupid and everything matters. And then I'm waking up at 4 in the morning instead of just going to bed, and everything feels wrong. It feels backwards. You're sleeping and I don't want to wake you before I leave. I just feel like I lose a whole day. I hate it. I hate having to move our ritual up a couple hours and cutting our time so short. I mean, it just barely got dark. It's only, what, 7:30? And I miss you already. And I know you'll be up for hours after I go to bed. And I know that you'll probably just watch Netflix or play around online, but... It's not the same. I hate it. And I know that you always lay here and... talk with me until I pass out. So I'm going to bed with you, but you're not going to bed with me because you always get up and do other stuff. I mean, it's not fair to ask you to just lie here and do nothing until you fall asleep for hours. Listen to me sleep, probably start snoring. But I don't sleep well when I don't have that. I don't feel whole. I don't feel completely like me when I don't have you before bed. And I don't mean sex. I mean spending that time and bouncing ideas off you and feeling you fall asleep. There's no better feeling in the world than falling asleep with you. And you're just safe and sweet and fun. And you have been the best part of all of these last days that I've had with you, however long it... And I know that no matter how bad of a day it is, I'll always have you to come home to and spend this time with, but not right now. Not these last few. It fucking sucks. I'm not good without you. I'm lost without you. And I know that you think that it's your fault that I've been late to work this week. And it might be. But there isn't any better excuse in the world. Being late because I stayed up all night with you. It's the best. You're the best. I wonder how long you watch me when I sleep. Do you fight the urge to wake me up? Do you touch me? Seriously, these sleeping pills just knock me right out, so I imagine it would be fairly easy to get away with a quick feel. I don't mind. You can touch me and wake me up anytime you want. Just Just make sure that you're also waking me up when it's 4:30, because I can't be late again. I'm so sleepy, I'm just rambling. But I want you to have this when I'm sleeping. Maybe you'll miss me. Maybe you'll want to hear my voice. I want you to know that I miss you when I'm sleeping too. Sometimes I dream about you. And when I wake up in the mornings and you're not here, it's almost like a betrayal between my mind and my body. It's like I can feel you. You're so close. If I just reach out, I know you'll be there. But you're not. And the bed is cold. And I get confused for a moment, and then it's like, oh yeah. It's like my hands are trusting my mind. That I'm somehow just thinking you into existence, that the next morning it'll be different. When I reach, you'll be here. That's what I want. Late nights, late mornings, lazy days. When I get off work tomorrow, you'll be working. And I'll wait until you're done. And it'll be much of the same, much like this. Early to bed, early to rise. Maybe we should quit our jobs. Let's just leave. Let's just go somewhere. Anywhere. I don't want to live off the land, mind you. I'm not much of a pioneer. I mean, I can make cornbread like nobody's business, but that's about as far as it goes. Also, if it doesn't come out of a box labeled Jiffy, I cannot make cornbread. So... Also, I don't think I could kill an animal, but I need meat, so we can't be that far away from civilization, because I'll need someone else to do the killing for us. I don't want you to kill anything either. I mean, if you wanted to, I wouldn't stop you, but you just don't seem like the killing type. At least not anything edible. Maybe like a person, like if we were getting attacked, like you could kill them for sure. But I don't know that I'd ever like meat that much to eat a person that you killed. Or would I? No, I wouldn't for sure. The way that I see it is if somebody's coming after us, trying to attack us, trying to harm us, they're not in their right state of mind. They're diseased. You don't eat diseased meat. Don't eat diseased meat from a diseased mind. How about that? They're already dead on the inside. You're not supposed to eat anything that you find dead. You don't know how long it's been there or under which conditions it's been left. Well, that got dark quick, huh? Talk about moving away to be on our own and then murder. Wow. This is why I shouldn't stay up when I take sleeping pills. I wish it were tomorrow. I have the weekend off. And you don't know it yet, but I'm going to convince you to take at least one of these days off and just spend the whole day with me. And just stay in bed with me. And we can make out and watch movies and talk shit. I love it. I love that. I talk about, oh, I like positive people and positivity, and then I get in moods where I just hate everybody and everything, and you just agree with me and just let me go. Just let me bitch. You put up with a lot from me. I appreciate you so much. I really do. And I don't say it very often. But I guess I don't want to interrupt the laugh. Stop. You're wonderful. I'm enjoying this. Now let's keep laughing. I should do that, but I don't. I enjoy you. I enjoy you so much. I love listening to you talk and hearing your stories and your childhood and your crazy siblings. Well, the one crazy one. But just the way that you tell them, it's like putting me there with you in your past, like taking me back in your memories with you. It's such a treat and it's such a thrill. I don't know. And I love hearing the stories about your parents. And Christmas trees from when you were young. And the houses that you used to live. I feel like I lived in those houses too. The way that you share things with me, it just makes me a part of your world. The person that you were before me. That person that I feel like I'm getting to know. And I want that. I want those memories. I want every part of you. I'm laying here wearing these one-piece pajamas, zipper for days, top to bottom. And they're black, and they've got hot pink sheep on them. And they're so comfortable. And it's like, I feel like you are these pajamas, and I feel like I'm still me. And I just fit right in them. And just close them up around me. And I'm enveloped. And I'm safe, and I'm warm. And everything around me is soft. I could just stay here forever in this warmth. I hate going to bed without you. Tell me to stay home. Tell me never to go in again. Just hold me for a while, baby. Just hold me and stay with me.